We are learning Maseches Megillah, Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we are beginning the bottom line of the Hey Amud Aleph. Omar Rav Elazar, Omar Rav Chanina, Rebbe Nota Netiyah B'Purim. We're going to say a few unhugges of Rebbe. Number one is Rebbe planted a tree on Purim, which means he did Melacha on Purim, and we'll see the discussion soon about that. On Purim, he did Melacha. That's number one. Number two, V'rachat B'Kroina Shal Sepeiri B'Shevasa B'Tamis, and he washed in the bathhouse in the Yom HaShuk on the market day in Tzipari on Shabbos Thomas, which means Befahesi did in front of everyone in order to show everyone. He went right into the bathhouse in front of everyone to show that you're allowed to wash yourself on Shabbos Thomas. That was number two. And number three, what he wanted to do was a biggish lakar Tisha B'Av. He wanted to be Oikah Tisha B'Av, but that they weren't masking to him. What did it mean he wanted to be Oikah Tisha B'Av? Like Tosis asks, what do you mean? They want to be Oikah Tisha B'Av. It says anyone who's not, anyone who eats or drinks a Tisha B'Av won't see B'Nechamasa. And also, he can't even vatel a Tainus. So Tosis has two pshat what he meant to do. Either he meant to make it soon be so chamer, like it's more chamer al Tanaisim, we know, on Tisha B'Av, as all the Ninuyim. He wanted to maybe make a little more kulik, or he wanted to make the fast on the 10th day instead of the 9th day, like we saw in the Gemara on Tainus also, since the basically was burnt on that day, really there's a tzad to make Tisha B'Av on this 10th day. Now on the 9th day, that's what he wanted to do. But they were moida. To the last thing, they weren't moida. I'm the fun of Rabbi Abba Zavda. So this was said over by Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Abba Zavda tells Rabbi Elazar, Rebbe, you have the mice a little wrong. El Tisha B'Av Shechalis B'Shabbos Ava. Uda Tisha B'Av Lendron B'Shabbos. V'dachinu Lach HaShabbos. They pushed off the Sunday. V'omer Rebbe. Rebbe said, Hoyo V'nitche Yitche. Rebbe had a tzad to say, since you pushed it off already, let's skip it for this year. V'lehoid L'Chom. And the Chom were a moedin to him. Not that they wanted to be Oikah Tisha B'Av in any way, shape, or form. It was a special, it was a story that year that would land up on Shabbos. And they were pushing it off anyway. He said, you know what, let's forget it. And that, the Chom were a moedin. So after that, Karela, Elazar said, I'm happy here to clear up the story for me. Karela, it's good to have two better than one. It's always good to have another person to help you out, to make it more clear, and Shkoyach for making it more clear, and now I know exactly the story of Rebbe. So now I want to go to discuss, by the way, just Agav, Lahalaka, Lagavit Tainis, we talk a paskin, that an Iker Hadin, on a Tainis Tzibur, you will talk allowed to wash yourself, you're allowed to do Rechitza. But it is, like in the Shukhrar, it says in Tov Kuf Nun, Shaymas Halol Chutzav Tisha B'Av, Chutzav Tisha B'Av, Matarim Berachitza, you're allowed to wash. But the Mishabura brings down that Ubal Nefesh Yachmer Bekulam Kamer Tisha B'Av, that there is an Indian to Machmer not to take a hot shower on a Tainus, and just like Tisha B'Av, and it's Mavuyah even the night before, but it's only Ubal Nefesh. But Ikar Adin, it's Mutter, according to the Mechabed, it's Mutter to do Rechitza on a Tainus. So the Gemara writes, "The Rebbe heichenot on the tier of Purim. How could Rebbe plant something on Purim?" V'atani Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef learns in a brisa from the psukim that say in Megillah. In Megillah it says, "Simcha o mishta v'yomtiv mishleich manas yishreyu." So it calls the yomtiv of Purim simcha mishta yomtiv. What does each of those words mean? Malamed, it says simcha malamed, where simcha means malamed shasur v'hespet. Simcha teaches us v'hespet. Mishta malamed shasur v'tainis. You're not allowed to fast on Purim. The Yom Tim Lamech also sees Malacha. Here's the price. You now do Malacha on Purim. So what's the Rebbe planting trees on Purim? You now do Malacha on Purim. So the Gemara, Rebbe Bar 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 Sahava. Rebbe was a 14th day. He was from a city of 14th day. V'chinota, and he did the work b'chamisinot on Shushan Purim. It wasn't his Purim. Right, the Gemara ain't he? Rebbe was lived in a city without a wall, ain't he? But Rebbe b'Tveri Hava. Rebbe lived in Tveria, but Tveria mekafes chayma and Shu'a Benun havoi. And Tveria is a walled city from the days of Shu'a Benun. So really, the Purim should be the 15th day in Tveria. So Rebbe says, you're right. El Rebbe bar chamesa hava. He was from Tveria, and his Purim was Shushan Purim, and he planted on the 14th day. V'chinota bar ba'asava, and he planted on the 14th day. Great to Gemara.
I'm Purim.
Right, I'm Purim, man. It's 14th day. Let's see. It's not so posh. Let's see. First of all, yes, Tveria is so posh, it's a walled city from Moshe Menon. But Chizkia, Kari with Tveria, Arba, Osava, Chemesa. Chizkia should be Machbe himself, and he used to lay the Megillah on the 14th day and the 15th day, because he's Mesafkele, Mekafes Chaim, Moshe Menon. He was Mesopic if it was called a walled city from Moshe Menon or not. So you see, he was Machbe, so why is Rebbe so posh? So tomorrow, Chizkia, Mesafkele. Chizkia had a self, Rebbe Pshitle, Rebbe was posh. Is it mutter to do on 40 days? Not your Purim. Like why are you saying it's not as Purim? That's not pashut. V'chzev Megillas Tainus. It says in the Megillas Tainus, it says the halachas of the different Yom Tovim of the year. It says in the Megillas Tainus, it's Yom Arba Asa, it's Yom Chamisha Asa, the 14th day of Adar and the 15th day of Adar, Yom Mei Purim, they're both Purim, the little mispa behind. You now have a hesped. Va'amar Rava, and Rava says, what's the Megillas Tainus teaching us? And it's Chol Esa Zeh as Zeh as Shal Zeh b'Zeh as Shal Zeh b'Zeh b'Zeh. The whole Megillas Tainus telling you is that even if you are a Shushan Purim Yid, you're not allowed to hesped on the regular Purim, even though it is Purim for you. It's a different level Purim, but it's Purim for you. So what's the Mar's Kasha? So it should be also Malach also. I know. Hani Mili b'Hesped Tainus. The only time we have both dinim is Hesped Tainus. Am Malacha Yoyim Echav Shuloi. Only one day. So right now the Gemara is learning is that really. It's Osir b'Malacha on Purim. I, Rebbe Din Malacha, it wasn't his Purim. Even though it has a little Din Purim, it has a time, it's not like Av Malacha. Great Gemara Kasha, Great Gemara Kasha, Eini, Vaha, let's finish the Gemara Malacha, then if you have any questions, you'll come. Eini, Vahav Chazi Alhu Gavra, Dava Kashodik Bekisna Vaparaya, Rav saw this person, he was planting flax on Purim, Velatayi, and he gave the plants a curse because you weren't allowed to do that. But saw kisna and didn't grow. So what do you see? You're not allowed to do malacha on Purim. And they went, no, hasabar yaymahava. That was a case where for the person planting, it was his Purim. That's where it comes out till now. Now Gemara says, no. Rav Brei the Rav Amma, afilu tema b'yayma. Maybe Rebbe planted his tree on the day of Purim for him. But still, Rebbe held hesped b'tainus kabila layu. Hesped b'tainus they were makabel not to do melacha loy kabila layu. They were not makabel not to do halacha melacha. They were not makabel not to do melacha. They were makabel not to do hesped b'tainus. Not the makabel melacha loy kabila layu. The mekarik said why? Because it says that earlier in the pasuk simcha mishtav yomtav. We said yomtav darshes they can't do melacha. B'soyif k'siv when it says that they made it into yomtiv, says kiyama shenachu behem ayhudim ayveim va'achayrus shenepach lam yogim simcha me'evel yomtiv lasei soysom you may mishta v'simcha mashloach malas. Doesn't say mishta simcha v'yomtiv. It says lasei soysom you may mishta v'simcha v'il yomtiv loiksev. So that's why the word makabel. You see the word makabel to not to do malacha. Vela Rav, so that's the case. Vela Rav, my time elatayo lahu gavra. Why did he give a kolo to that person's flax that shouldn't grow? So the Gemara, because that was the case. Dvarim Amatar Vachem Rogam Isser Hava. In that city, the minig was not to do malacha. The minig is not to do malacha, and you do malacha. That's not a good thing either. If everyone's knowing a certain thing and you not do it, that's no good. Now, asked the Rebbe Loi Nohog, but in Rebbe's city, Loi Nohog. It was not the minig. It was not the minig. So far, we have two mahalchim had to answer where Rebbe planted. First mahalch was it wasn't his Purim. It was the other Purim with the other day, which has a little dinim and not dinim malacha. It's one teretz. The second teretz is that we never makabel a minig. We're not doing malacha, and his city didn't have that minig. The boy say my third teretz. The minig was not doing malacha. Rebbe natiyah shel simcha nata. Rebbe planted on a tiyah of simcha, and since Purim is a day of simcha, you could plant on something that brings simcha also. Like we learned, the time of the Masechtas Tainus, Avru Elu Loi Nenu. If you passed all 13 Tanesim and the rain didn't come, the halacha is in Matam Masam Matam. You start doing business, which means business of Simcha. You stop doing like Taisa says over here. You also stop a binyan or a tia, but eris and suin. You don't do building or planting or getting engaged or getting married. Matani Allah. And we learned the Braisa explaining the Mishnah. Binyan means Binyan Shal Simcha. Means you're not allowed to build a Binyan Shal Simcha. And a tiyah Shal Simcha. What's Binyan Shal Simcha? Ezu Binyan Shal Simcha. Ze'aboyne beis chasas l'mnoi. Someone who builds we used to do for the first, when a child got married, they built him a house. They danced in the house. That was the place that the chasna, and that became his house. So that's a simcha. Ezu a tiyah Shal Simcha. Ze'anoyta avarnikish v'lochim. They made these special big trees which were used to sit under it and have parties under it. So that's a thing of simcha. So that was mutter to do because that brought simcha. That's a third tarot. So three trutzim. And it comes out, if you two trutzim, it's like us do malacha. But what's the halacha l'maisa? You like do malacha on Purim? Zoktish mechaber. In Tafrei Shalik Vav, Purim mutter ba'asiyas malacha. It's mutter. Well, mokum shenogu shloi lasos. If it's bringing out the malacha, ain't oisim. And it says the Ramava, idna nog v'chol mokum shloi lasos. Our minig is, in all places, that we don't do malacha. We don't do malacha. Va'oisa in roya sima bracha, ma'oisa malacha la'oilam. Elam abin shasimcha yom eschasnas. And ilayadu malacha shal mitzvah. And it means, prakamatia might be mutter also, but real malacha is also to do, you can't plant or mow your lawn on Purim, according to the minig, you cannot do that on Purim. I don't know if everyone knows that. You can't do certain hard work in Malacha on Purim. And that's why most places of work are closed on Purim, because the Ikka Adin should not do, and not make Adin. According to the minig, you shouldn't do Malacha on Purim. So, Gemara Vaita, Gufa. Chizkia Kari B'Tveria B'Arba Oso V'Chamisa. We learned before that Chizkia in Tveria laid the Megillah on the 14th day and 15th day. Why? He was himself Mesupik. Mesav Kalei, he was unsure if Tveria was called Mekafes Chaim or not. Mesav Kalei, Mekafes Chaim was sure known who, or like, Freit the Gemara, Mesav Kalei, Milsa the Tveria, the Mesupik about Tveria, if it's Mekafes Chaim, like, it says in the Pasuk, it says in the Pasuk that it's called a, in the Pasuk in Yeshua, that it's called a walled city. And it says the Pasuk in Yeshua Mamash. For Ari Mivtzar, it says the Ari Mivtzar, between the cities, the fortified cities, Ha Tzidim, Tzar, V'Chemas, Rekes, V'Kinaras. Rekes, V'Kinaras. And the Gemara says, well, what's Rekes? V'Kaimala, Rekes is Tveria. Rekes is Tveria. So you see clearly that the Rekes, Tveria, is Ari Mivtzar. So the Masaf Kalei Mishum Nechad Gisa Shura Diyam Havas. One side of Tveria was a cliff, and they used that as one of the walls because that was the Yam, and therefore that was a Shaila if that's called a Mukav Chayim or not, because they had walls on three sides, but on one side they used the water as the wall. So Shaila is that called a walled city? That was a Safik. So Vada was Ari Mivtzar. It was a fortified city. But the fortification came from the Yam on one side. Freit the Gemara, Yochi, Amayim is Safkas. What's a Safik? Vada lav chaymi. It's definitely not a chaym. The Tanya, Winter Brisa, it says by Bati Yerchaymah, Asher Loi Chaymah, that a bias that has a chaymah has a din of Bati Yerchaymah, the guy is selling it and buying it back with Yoivel. So it says, Asher Loi Chaymah, V'loi Shar Yigar. You can't use a city that's walled from houses. Let's say you build houses around the city, and the walls of the house consider the wall. That's not called a chaima. It says in the pasuk saviv that teaches us pratla tveria shiyam mechamasa. It's coming to exclude tveria, which the yam is the chaima. That's not called a wall. So you see, about the chaima, tveria is definitely not a walled city. So what's a shaila by Purim? So Gemara, you're right. Lini about the chaima, lini mesafka. It's not a safik. Why is the Safik by Mikra Megillah? Because Mikra Megillah doesn't say the word Chayma anywhere. It just says that the Prozim laying on Yud-Dalad, not the open ones, the fortified ones, the closed ones, they do it on Tesvav. Closed doesn't mean a wall. Closed can mean even with the Yam. That's the Safik. Kikom Safik by Mikra Megillah. My Prozim, my Mekafim, the Ksiva Gavi Mikra Megillah. What is it? Pshadim, the Hani Megil Miglu. These are exposed. The Hani Loi Miglu is not open. The Hani Nami Miglaya and Al Maisa. This is also open on the side of the water. It's open. I Dilma, the Hani Mignu, because it's watched. It's fortified. The Hani Loi Miglu, the Hani Nami Maisa. Tveria is Migna. Pshamachem is Zavkalei. Pshad like this. By Chaima, it says you have to have a Chaima. It's not a wall. It's definitely not a wall. So Bati Chaima, it's not. But here it says Prozim Mekafim. What's the Vart Prozim Mekafim? Is the Vart that it's covered with a wall? It doesn't have a wall, you're right. But if the Vart is that it's watched, it's fortified, it's secure, this is secure. No one come in there. So that's a Safik. So look at the Maravite. Rav Asi Kari Megillah B'Hutzal V'Ar B'Asa V'Chemesa. Rav Asi read the Megillah on Hutzal. He wasn't sure if it's a walled city from Meshu Menon. So he read it on 14th day and 15th day. Masafkle Mekafes Chaim Meshu Menon. He wasn't sure if it's Mekafes Chaim Meshu Menon. Now this Hutzal Pashas was in Bavel. And you see it's a Safik. So the Rishonim learned from here that even a city out of Eretz Yisrael that's walled will lay in the Megillah on the 15th day. It means if you have a walled city, maybe you're in Africa somewhere, you're going to have to land on the 15th day. You see from here, even close stars. That's the Tosfos Rosh says over here. It's a Shiloh Lach HaMaisa, yeah. We don't know of any walled cities out of Eretz Yisrael, but if you do, then there'll be a Shiloh. Ikedam, Riyam Rav Asi, Hai Hut, it has to be Moshe Shuv Benon. So in the United States, there's probably not such a thing. Ikedam, Riyam Rav Asi, Hai Hutzal the base b'yamin. Some say this means Eretz Yisrael. Mekafes Chaim Yisrael ben Nun. That is Mekafes Chaim Mimois Yeshua ben Nun. Ad kan ha'daf, and tomorrow's daf will start off with handling about Rekes, Zutveria, and all the different words in the pasuk if it means Tveria or other cities.